And music from The Cure. In Between Days, before that, we heard new music from Koreatown. And the latest from Ben Folds Five, starting us off. And right now in the studio with us from Think New Mexico, we have the executive director, Fred Nathan, and the associate director, Christina Fisher. Thank you guys for being in here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Fred, you've been on the show before, but it's been a while. For people who don't know what Think New Mexico is, explain it to them.
Well, Think New Mexico is a results-oriented think tank, and we're different than I think many think tanks your listeners may be used to, you know, that either, you know, have an ideological bent. We just feel like in New Mexico, where we're 49th or 50th in too many of these national rankings, that the focus really needs to be on solutions rather than ideology. And consistent with that, we've got a board of directors made up of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we're best known for getting a full-day kindergarten law through the legislature and repealing the food tax and reforming the lottery. And we get lots of help from many of your listeners writing and contacting their legislators and the governor.
Well, when you said you have Republicans and Democrats and you actually are working together, that's like unheard of these days, isn't it?
It's highly unusual, but it turns out to be a fairly effective strategy with the legislature because, you know, the margins are so close on so many of these votes. And so we have Gary Carruthers, former Republican governor. He actually was the last Republican governor to raise taxes for education, which doesn't make him so popular today with today's Republicans, but he's a very thoughtful, pragmatic guy, and he comes up and helps us try to, you know, twist elbows and so forth to do some of these things.
Well, congratulations on the things that y'all have done for us. What about the PRC constitutional amendments? What's going on with this?
Well, why don't I just talk broadly about some of them, then I'll have Christina maybe talk specifically about some of them. What we're really trying to do is the Public Regulation Commission. Christina, maybe I'll just talk about what the Public Regulation Commission does, and then you talk about the amendments. This is the agency that's actually the most powerful state regulatory agency in the country in terms of the breadth of their jurisdiction. They regulate our phone bill, our landline phone bill, electric bill, gas bill. They do all of insurance. They regulate all of insurance and all of motor transportation, so taxi cabs, buses, shuttles, limousines, ambulances, tow trucks, etc. And they also have the lowest qualifications. You only have to be at least 18 years of age, lived in the state 1 year, and not be a convicted felon. That's it. Those are the requirements. So one of the things we're trying to do is raise those qualifications. Second thing we're trying to do is take some of that power away from them. And I think, you know, your listeners may be familiar with Jerome Block Jr. and some of the other former commissioners. So that's what we're trying to do, broad brush. And maybe, Christina, you could go through those constitutional amendments 2, 3, and 4 that we want voters to vote for.
Sure. So the three constitutional amendments on the PRC are numbers 2, 3, and 4, and you'll find them on the second side of your ballot. So it's a long ballot this year. If you flip it over, the constitutional amendments and some bonds are on the second side. And what number 2 does is what Fred was talking about, increases the qualifications for PRC commissioners.
So what do you want to raise them to? I mean, I can't even believe it. So
it's a great question. That's something that will be worked out in statute. So what this constitutional amendment does is it's a really quick, just as the legislature can set these qualifications. They couldn't be much lower than they are right now. I mean, you don't need a high school diploma. We talk about you don't need to have gotten out of elementary school successfully to run for the PRC. So whatever education or professional qualifications we can put in place will be an improvement on that. And if the voters approve Constitutional Amendment 2, we'll get a chance to do that in this next year.
And Christina, you might talk about how complicated this job is, you know, the kinds of issues that they're dealing with.
It is, and so PRC commissioners have an even harder job than most legislators, and we've talked about even, you know, say congresspeople, because they have to act not just as policymakers, but as judges, essentially. They have to sit and overhear these judicial, semi-judicial hearings about, you know, what should the rates be. You've got industry coming in, you've got consumer groups coming in, they have to weigh all that evidence. If they make a mistake, it's going to go to the courts, and it becomes a long, expensive, involved process.
It's very technical data that they're looking at with lots of, you know, legalistic and accounting jargon. So it'd really be hard to do that job if you didn't have some sort of professional and educational qualifications.
Sure. Well, it seems like it leaves a lot of room for corruption, doesn't it?
Well, I did say when our report came out last fall to the New Mexican, because they were asking about the corruption issue, and this office just seems to have become a magnet, and I think it's because it's so incredibly powerful, but with very few qualifications. So I think that's why it has attracted people like Jerome Block Jr., Carol Sloan, who also was a PRC commissioner, got convicted of a felony, which isn't, I don't want to deride all PRC right. commissioners. In fact, the one that represents us here in Santa Fe is really good, Doug Howe, who was appointed by the governor after Jerome Block got convicted of those crimes. And, you know, he was using a state gas card to buy chimichangas and Gatorade, I don't know what else. But Doug Howe is, you know, a very experienced regulator, very highly qualified, highly educated. And I think both Democrats and Republicans have will tell you that go to those hearings that he's really fair and balanced and really smart, and he's making good decisions there. So he's sort of the example of what we want to replicate on the PRC.
So the amendment, this is for everybody voting now, let's pay attention. The one that you were talking about just then that's going to increase the qualifications for the PRC commissioner is amendment...
Number two. Constitutional amendment number two.
Number two.
Numbers three and four also relate to PRC reform. So those are about streamlining the jurisdiction. So constitutional amendment three takes the PRC's corporate reporting unit and moves it over to the Secretary of State's office. Right now, the duty is split between those two places. So if you want to form a limited liability company or an LLC, you have to go register with the PRC. If you want to form a limited liability partnership, an LLP, you go over to the Secretary of State's office. So naturally, it's caused a lot of confusion. It's relatively inefficient. They duplicate their computer systems and other things. So we think it would be much more efficient to combine that at the Secretary of State's office. That's also what 41 other states do. So we're in the minority in terms of splitting that between two places. So that's constitutional amendment number three.
And then constitutional amendment number four is?
Number four is about separating out insurance regulation. So part of the reason the PRC is so overly powerful is it has not just utilities, but all of insurance, which is enormous. Health insurance, auto, title insurance, really any kind of insurance you can possibly buy goes through the PRC as well. And regulating insurance is very different from utilities. It's not a monopoly market. It's got a lot of different factors going on. And we've seen serious problems with having insurance under the PRC. Number one being it's been on probation three times in the 16 years. There's a national accrediting agency for insurance regulation, and New Mexico's has underperformed in large part because the PRC commissioners have pressured the insurance division to hire unqualified but politically connected staff. So the National Accrediting Agency looks at our division, says, you don't have enough actuaries, you don't have enough accountants, you don't have enough people trained to do what they need to do because they're more sort of former campaign staffers than they are actual trained, qualified people. So separating that out into its own department would make a big dent in that. And so rather than having the superintendent of insurance picked by these five PRC commissioners with their differing political agendas, you would have the superintendent picked by an independent nominating commission, nonpartisan, without a political agenda. So that's what Constitutional Amendment 4 is all about.
Okay, so for all of the voters out there, if we want to take away all of the unbelievable power that the PRC has right now and raise the qualifications of the commissioner, then we need to vote yes on Constitutional Amendments 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, and technically it's voting in favor.
Okay, voting in favor.
Don't look for a yes, no, because you won't find that bubble.
Right.
But you will find, you know, there's an opportunity to vote in favor of Constitutional Amendments 2, 3, and 4, which would do enormous good.
That is really good to know. I can't thank you enough for coming in and educating us about this. This is really important.
Thank you for having us, honey.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. We love what you guys do for us at Think New Mexico. Fred Nathan and Christina Fisher, thank you again for being here.